one of the nicest rewards of the job that I've done here at KAXE, that KAXE has allowed me to do, is to go out and visit with students. And I credit Dave Belgum, and some of you may remember Dave. He was a school teacher at Crosby, and he was really the first teacher that invited me into a classroom and sort of showed me what could be done with students. And I have been grateful and busy ever since.
I always think of you as kind of the Pied Piper of nature. You know, you go and you meet some kids and they just start following you around. And
well, if you'd see me outside, you'd know that if I'm the Pied Piper, they're ahead of the band. they get pretty excited to be outside.
Yeah.
And we do have a lot of fun.
We need your support this morning as we listen to phonology reports from students across Minnesota. Call right now, 800-662-5799.
We're going to start with Ely, and I was in Ely yesterday to visit with Mariah Jeske and her students up there, and Mariah is a wonderful teacher and a naturalist, a person who likes getting out herself, and I think it's reflected in her, in the enthusiasm and the breadth of observations that her students make. Give it a listen and see what you think.
Hello, this is the phonology report for the Ely area for the week of March 4th through the 10th. My name is Noah, and I am reporting from the 6th grade class at Ely Memorial Middle School. Last week, we updated our temperature graphs in our notebook. We are weekly graphing the high and low temperature in Ely from September through the end of the school year. When looking at the graph, we noticed that our lows have been in the negative numbers since the end of December, and our lowest temperature was negative 38 for 2 weeks in a row in January. Our graph did not even go down to negative 38. Today we had a guest speaker come in. It was John Latimer. We talked a lot about late winter into spring and what things to pay attention to. He asked us if we knew the constellation Orion. Right now, at about 8 or 9 p.m. at night, we can see it in the southern sky. It is easy to identify if you look for three stars that make a line. That is his belt. When he was talking, a bird caught his eye outside the classroom window, and we looked to see if it was a crow. At about this time in March, a male crow will carry around a stick in its mouth to try to encourage the female crow to start building a nest. Some birds to pay attention for are red-winged blackbirds and robins. Both come back at about the same time when the average temperature is about 37 degrees. We will start going back outside again to the front of the school to look at the phenophase of the trees we adopted last fall. The three tree species are red maple, silver maple, and basswood. The phases we are looking for is open flowers, ripe fruit or seeds, and emergent leaves to full leaves. Something interesting we learned is that the silver and red maple trees will flower before their leaves emerge in early spring, where the basswood leaves will emerge first and flower later during summer. The flowers will turn into the seeds, and in maple trees, the seeds are whirlies or helicopters. It was neat to have the voice that is on the radio in our science class. Thank you, John, for visiting Ely. We will be back soon to report on more observations.
Thank you, Noah. Good job. Had a great time up in Ely. Good kids, nice town, just a wonderful place to do phenology. And I'm encouraged that Mariah will have those kids really sending lots of good information our way.